This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
And understand that the entire creation was created to fulfill this word, La ilaha illallah, so that they can worship Allah. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ That's it. We were only created, and jinn was only created to worship Allah. So as you're repeating La ilaha illallah, your heart is happy because you're doing what you were created for. How can you not be happy? How can you not be content? As a human being, you were created to worship Allah. So when you worship Allah, you must be the happiest at that moment because you are doing that which you were created for. You are fulfilling your purpose. And that's how a person's psychological makeup becomes sane and a person becomes calm and tranquil and peaceful and relaxed because he's using his body and his limbs and his heart and his tongue for that which he was created for. And it is known, when you use something for what it was created for, you'll get the maximum benefit out of it. You know, yeah, like I give you an example. Right now, this is a mouse. This is a mouse. If I use it for what it was made for, it'll last for many years. But if I use this mouse for what it was not made for, let's say I used it to scrub. Let's say I used this mouse to scrub the table. Wallah, it'll be damaged within a few days and then it won't work. And that's the same thing as the human body. If we use our body for what it was created for, and the human body was created to worship Allah, then this body will last in perfect condition, in mint, top condition. And that's when a person becomes content and peaceful with himself and calm with himself. But if you use your body for other than what it was created for, in sin and rebellion and transgression, that's when you become sick. That's when your mind becomes twisted. That's when people become confused and in doubt. And that's when people become lost and misguided and damaged and broken and ruined and wasted because you used your body for other than what it was created for. So engage in that which Allah created you for. My brothers and sisters in Islam, this is the definition to be a human. A human is the one who worships Allah. That's it. And these are the 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. So increase a dhikr especially. So you say, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah. And once you come to that realization that there is no Lord worthy of worship but Him, you say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Indeed, Allah is the greatest. Because if He's worshipped alone, that means there's nothing greater than Him. If there was something greater than Allah, that thing would have been worshipped. But the fact that He is worshipped alone, that means Allahu Akbar. That's the conclusion. He is the greatest. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, my brothers and sisters in Islam.